we're holding in middle of the psychological creation. I think we're holding Vihine Ukvar Bi'arnu Bichuberin Atalmudium. I believe that's where we're holding. Tzvi, yeah?
I have two paragraphs of Bichlal HaMaimer Hazeh.
I'm sorry?
I have two paragraphs earlier, Bichlal HaMaimer Hazeh.
Okay, Beseda. Bichlal HaMaimer Hazeh, Kavana Shnia, Vihi, Biur Misholim Stumim Oid. So Maimer Hazeh means is referring to his sefer that he's calling Mor Nebuchadnezzar a Maimer. He's going to explain Misholim Stumim. Shebo b'sifre Neviim v'loy peirah shein mashal. Av yiroa l'sochav l'nivhal shein kipshutayim v'ein toich behem. So this is going to be a very important topic over here in the Rambam, that a lot of the things in a Navi are a mashal, and they are not, and you don't understand what the mashal is and where it's coming from. It looks like it's literal, and that's terrible. And if he tries to understand it as literal, he becomes extremely confused. Now, people make a mistake about what the confusion, who are the misguided, confused people that Mor Nebuchadnezzar is talking about. He's not talking to somebody who doesn't have space munis off the derech or anything like that. The confusion is people who are using seichel, and they learn a pasuk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands and feet and nose. And so what does it mean? Like, where are we going with that? Same thing with Chazal. So if we explain the mashal, on the orer ala yosu mashal, or just the very fact that we're going to say this is not to be taken literal, but this is meant to be a mashal, yimolet v'natzim ramvuchahi, he will be able to release himself from that. And he's going to make this point very sharply. That is something which, and he said it in the opening paragraph, people are stuck between feeling that the Torah is chas v'shalom not true, or believing in things that they know can't be true. And that's a terrible dilemma. I don't purport to say that Mor Nebuchadnezzar is going to answer up all your shilas. It will take care of the main ones and the most difficult ones. And the person should not hope that I'm going to give over an entire inyan. I'm not going to take each point that I touch on and give it over in Shlemus. You can't do that when you speak to somebody face to face. You certainly can't make a sefer. That sefer would be 10 times as big as Shas. You'd be taking all the agaditas and explaining them in each detail of it. That's impossible. I don't want to become a target for every fool who thinks he's a chacham that's going to assault me. In my Mishnah Torah and the Pirsha Mishnayos, I've touched on some of these inyanim. I've mentioned the following. Shemaisa Breishis is Chachmas Ateva. Maisa Merkav is Chachmas Aloikus. Those are the two inyanim that the Mishnah... So the Rambam says, we have a Mishnah Chagiga that tells us about certain Chachmas that are above and beyond. That's Breishis Breishis Maisa Merkava. The Rambam says, Maisa Breishis is Chachmas Ateva. Maisa Merkava is Chachmas Aloikus. Ubi Arnu Amram... And about Maisa Merkava, it says You don't even teach it to a yachid unless he understands himself, that when you stimulate his understanding and you show him some direction, he understands. And what you're supposed to do is moisen l'resh prakim. You give him the beginnings of understanding. In Kaini says, Leitivakesh mimeni hino zulas Rashi Prakim. So don't expect of me more than Rashi Prakim. In other words, the safer, if I'm giving over the Torah that Kashmir wants to give over, it can only be hints, directions, guides. They're not going to be organized and not in any chronological order. Completely mixed in with all sorts of other things. And it's like we said last time, it's true. The Rambam's Zman Nevuchim is an extraordinarily, disorganized sefer. So he says, and he'll explain in a minute with a mashal why or what, that what I want is that there should be sort of a blitz, an insight, and then no more. An insight, and no more. He says, I because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put those amitius, he himself hid all of these truths from people, and he called it Seir Hashem Lireyav. Veda, he says, even the things about the natural world ought not to be revealed. Now, let's talk about this a minute. I think I mentioned it in the introduction. The Rambam believes that the inyanim of Seir and Torah are a continuum of the inyanim of Maisa Gracious. In other words, if a person understands logic, the basic foundations of the world, and the Hemshech HaDvarim, then somewhere along the line, it's supposed to lead into the other things. And that's why he is very reluctant. You know, he feels that, just like Aristotle, there's no difference to him between the description of the physical world, the description of the conceptual world, philosophical world, metaphysical world. It's all one thing to him. So Ram says in these yanim also, and if I were to write everything down in a sefer, so that's tantamount to teaching 1,000 people in one shot. And once you write something in a clearly in a sefer, it's everybody's. And that's why whenever something is spoken about a Kaddish Baruch Hu sefer nevuah, it's a mashal. So b'meila, many of the things that Chazal spoke about, they imitated. In other words, Chazal took Nevi'im as a template for what is appropriate in terms of how to give over Torah. And since the Navi hides in Yanim Eloikim behind Mishalim, so too, Agarata. So Agarata is Chachma Aloikis, hidden, secreted in all sorts of Mishalim, all sorts of things. And these things are all, this is the way this Chelek of Torah has to be given. Now he gives, now he's going to give a very famous mashal. And I think this mashal here has a lot, it explains a lot about the surah of it and so on. Don't think there's somebody that knows and understands all of these soydas that I'm talking about. In other words, it's just a question of knowing X, Y, or Z, and I know it. It's just that I'm a very big mekubal, so I know it. I don't tell you, and you know only a little bit of it. No, that's not true. That's not at all the nature of this chachma. Sometimes it's like a lightning bolt that it gives a zap and you say, wow, this is daylight. And then it disappears. Until it's dark again. So a person walking in dark night and there's this blast of lightning and you see and then it disappears. And we're back again to a dark night. In a way that we were there before. In other words, it's incredible light and dark again. It's like somebody who has a constant flash. It's like today, we can't use the mishalom anymore, but when they used to have cameras. And, you know, with real cameras, with real light bulbs that would go off constantly, you'd be at some sort of event, and it'd be flashes, flashes, flashes. This isn't a dark night. V'hine, he says, Yesh mimenu mishe yivrok lo haborek pam achapam. There are people that have constant flashes of light. B'ma'at hefesh b'nehem. Very little, a minimal amount of gap. At ki'ilu hu ba'ar togel yosa. It's as if it's constant. V'yoshev alayel tzakiyoyim, the night is like day. V'zoyisi madregas g'dol ha'neviyim, this is the madrega of the greatest neviyim. Asher ne'emar lo va'ata po yamodi modi. V'ne'emar bo kikoron or panav. V'yesh, mishayelo ben borok leborok hefesh rav. And there are some people that there's big gaps. V'hi madregas roiv ha'neviyim, it's the most neviyim. And some of them, once in the night, there was this flash. The Neviim that said, the Shivim Skenim, they said Nevuah once, that's it. And then there was all sorts of degrees, varying degrees. There are those who never reach that madrega, that there's a lightning bolt. It's like a flash of light that comes off a precious stone, a diamond. That's also not Toda. It appears and disappears. This is an apt description of the distinction between various madregas in Nevuah. The people never saw any light, not even one day in their lives, not even this flash of a diamond. They tapped the walls at night. And they never have any sense of the emes. This is like the Hamoin Am who have no sheiches to what I'm going to write in the sefer. I want to talk about this point a little bit, and one of the fascinating things about the Rambam's points. Even though his sense of Seid of Torah and Amkus of Torah was different than, arguably different than Mekubalim, but it's interesting that many people quote both Mekubalim and the Rambam, the Ramesh Shapiro, Rabbi Weintraub, all of them found a lot of tam in the Rambam's Mora, because Tachlis, at the end of the day, the Rambam was Yerit to a tremendous Oymek. And I want to talk about this Moshe, because this Moshe is an incredible Moshe. What's this game? He says, A, there's nobody knows it all. Two, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu he says the lights keep going on and on and on and on and on all the time. Why can you leave the lights on for Moshe Rabbeinu? Like, what's the point? You know, why not? You know, why does it have to be that Moshe also, except that it goes on so many times that it, to us it seems like it's there all the time. So I want to explain and understand a little bit about what we're talking about. When we talk about Seidus of Torah, we're talking about grasping something, a havana and a tfisa, that's not natural to us. Let's give a mashal and a dugma. A person is davening Yom Kippur. He's going through a very meaningful Yom Kippur, and at Ne'ilah, he really has a sense of what his life should be like. You know, a lot of ruchnias, very little gashmias, and a lot of profound change in his life. A day or two later, he's not there anymore. And we're not talking about somebody who's a hypocrite or this. It's not like that. That's not at all what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fact that this person, yes, we were in a certain matzav at that time that we were shayach to a different framework, a different world. We're not shayach to it. So the ideas, the feelings, the thoughts, they're just not naturally ours. The test of what is naturally yours and what's natural you, what's not natural you, is what's your consistent, normal temperament? What's your normal mahalach? So if a person's normal mahalach is to do X or Y or Z, that's him. The fact that occasionally he is of a different nature, different temperament, different sensitivities, that doesn't define the person. Our world is a world of chaimer. It's a physical world. Ruchnistic things are not easy for us to grasp because it's not our world. And we can talk about it, we can say the words, we can firmly believe it to be true. It's not our metzias. And it will not be our metzias because we're bali chaimer. We can lift ourselves up and be shaykh to that metzias on a temporary basis. But if we were to be shaykh to it on a permanent basis, we would cease by definition to be physical beings and be ruchnistic being. A person whose be'etzem metzias is the world beyond is not shaykh to this world. And this world ceases to be his metzias. So there is no metzias for a person to be in this world and to be constantly there. It's mashma dava daima. A person lives in America or lives in Eretz Yisrael and he makes 100 business trips to America. So he can look at himself as being Eretz Yisraelika and he makes a lot of business trips. I won't say as somebody, he was a doctor practicing in America. It's in the Kufa and I used to go back and forth. There was this constant group of people that were going back and forth. So I asked him, where does he live? He told me in an airplane. That was the way he described the metzias. So fine, he lives there. So any chachma that requires a tfisa in something beyond us is only shaykh. And that's why even Moshe Rabbeinu, le yirani ha'odam v'choy, means you can't, I can't, the Yerani means your normal mitzias, that your teifis as such. You can't be part of this world and have the awareness of God's part of the other world. Either or, either you're in or out. But and that's why even Moshe Rabbeinu was many flashes of light, but it could not have been a constant. There's a similar musik in a little bit of a different way in the world of Kabbalah. And again, it's astounding how many nekudas that the Rambam brings up that talk in both worlds. It says a pasuk in Cheskel, "V'chayas ritzov v'shav." Chayos are the malachim that are closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, closest to Dargat, Ramses. And it says the Chayos run towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzoi, Vishav, and they pull back. Like there's a constant movement towards and a back. And this musig of Ritzoi Vishav has become a musig that is, it's quoted about, it's spoken about, it's a lot, especially in Sidious Farm. Ritzoi Vishav means it's like you grab, you sort of peek at something and pull away. That's the type of mahalach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that a person may take. In other words, Ritzoi Vishav, he can sort of push up and pull back. Push up and pull back. That's and it's Sevitzia says, you know, if imrotz libcha shavol mekaymcha, if you feel yourself running too, if your heart runs too fast, pull back to your place. In other words, chachmas ha'emis is not, cannot become a person's tmidistika, tfisa, and havana of his permanent state of being. And that's why, the same way the Rambam says before, that nobody can know it all. It's not just that it's not a lot of information and difficult information. You're talking about a certain type of mindset, a certain type of understanding something. So and there are different circumstances when we have similar situations. You're together with a tzibur that's very stark, and you mean it, and you're part of that, and then you go away and you're not there anymore. It's not that you renounced it. It's just you're not holding there anymore. It's not your metzias. So that's what the Rambam. That's the Rambam. It's a very famous mashal, the Rambam, with the light that goes on and off, and it's not just a description of, you know, it happened to be like that. It's such a deep and complex chacham that we have to understand it all the time and so on and so forth. It's by its nature, and that's why he says before, I'm going to write it in the Sefer in a way that people will catch a point, and then it'll sort of disappear. If you want another metzias where we have an experience like that, sometimes, many times a person dreams a dream. In the dream, you understand something, you marker something, and it makes a lot of sense, and it's very obvious, and it's pashut. And then you wake up, and you can't understand how you could have understood something in a certain way. It's like, what in the world does that mean? What, it doesn't make any sense. But when you're dreaming, it made a lot of sense, and it was most of the pshitas. The teretz is, you're now in a different world. And this world, this will make sense. So he says, the Veda, ki kishayirtse, echad min ashleimim, kifi madregashe musoi, liska dov mashahe meila seydes, im vilku musoi, lo yucha levair afilo ma'ata she sigur biyo sholim kiseyde, kamo yishayase bishara chachma shumim fursam. So by the same token, when you explain something to somebody that's rational meaning it's in our framework of reason. If I know it well and I understand it, I can give it over. Mesuder, A, B, C, D. It's a statement that fits into my framework of understanding. And I start with anachas that we're all familiar with, and I go with it. In these inyanim, it's not shayach. He will understand it. He'll be able to explain it the way he understood it. So at best, you can evoke in a person a spark of understanding, because that's where you understood it. So you talk around something, about something, until you hit a certain point. People get that same surge of understanding, and then they don't. ki'ilu tevinyanahu haravimenu v'me'at keinhu. That's the nature of it. Whether it's a lot or a little, the way of understanding it is that one understands and then sort of pulls back from understanding. Ubavur ze, kishakiven kol chacham gadol aloiki riboini bal emes lamidav ze inyan. So therefore, anybody who, any big person who tried to teach any of this, loydiba bay kemishal mechidus, he spoke in riddles. Vihirba mishalim, and there are many mishalim. V'soma mischalfim minaf besuk, different types of mishalim, different mishalim. V'soma v'ruba inyim mechuba lavina b'roisha mashal or mitzusa b'sofo, and they some parts of the mashal are more significant than the other. Sometimes it's the beginning, sometimes the end, sometimes the middle. The point that they're trying to say is in different parts. V'husama inyan ashiyicham l'lamdu mishrim adehu. Sometimes you spread it out in many mishalim. Sometimes in the same mashal you have two different inyanim that are both explained in two different parts of the mashal. Sometimes it's a mashal for two things that are very similar, and the mashal brings out both. At shemi sheyir tzalamid b'li ha-mashal v'chidus, somebody who tries to teach without mashal v'chidus, yovo b'dvara min ha-oimek v'avara, ma sheyamid b'kor mehem shavadir v'chidus. It becomes extremely difficult material instead of chidus. Ki ilo ha-chachamim v'yudnem n'shocha ha-inya z'v'rtzayin aloiki, it's almost as if chida and mashal are the natural vehicles for this chachma. It's naturally something that goes with a mashal. You find yourself, it becomes too clunky and too difficult to give it over unless you do it through a mashal. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. And again, I apologize. I for some reason, I thought this year's not. I kept seeing 9:15. I thought it's 9:15. I told somebody to come at 8:30. And so once I'll get used to the rhythm, any questions, any points? We have a few minutes.
What's the meaning of Maisa Bereishis that he's talking about? Teva, what's the secret? What's the...
So in that world, so some Rishonim learn in the Rambam, and I'll be Kabbalah, this also makes sense, that Maisa Bereishis is created parallel to Kabbalah. In other words, a person, by looking at the more essential elements, Rav Hutner told somebody once, he told somebody once that, it was a physicist, a Futter said, there are two kochos in the Bria. One koach is the koach of attractive forces, and one is the koach of forces that push back. So you'll have the electromagnetic force is primarily a force that keeps things apart. Gravity is a force that only puts together. And it was mechaven, you know, basically that av and yira are the two, ritzay and shav are the two koiches in the bria. So there's one thing where there's sort of parallels to it. And in the Rambam, in that world, planets were in a circle because a circle is a certain perfect type of shape. It's a certain perfect shape for some reason. And that sort of And that line of reasoning leads down into some theological aiming. That I think is the way the Rambam saw it. But Bizman said we also have that type of understanding. The mechanics of Maisa Bereishis are as levels of mechanics. It's a study of mechanics. But when you start looking at in the bigger picture, there's a deeper sense of understanding. You know what what's the tzura which HaKadosh Baruch created? I think that that's what it means. Okay, Beseder Gamur. Good Shabbos.
Yes.
Follow the bye.